Hey there, this is Dee.
And this is Miles.
And this is, so how's that working out for you?
And we got some things to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey there, this is Dee.
And this is Miles.
And it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a little while. It's been a little while. We took a little hiatus.
Hiatus?
Oh, is that how it's said? Oh. That's how it's going to start off today.
So. What's on your mind?
I know, right? What's happening? What's happening?
Booty, 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 rocking that way.
What's happening out there, 40 y'all? Yep, yep.
Oh, you guys, 2020 has been really interesting.
Man, whoa, what a year, man. Closing in on Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, everything came around so fast.
Wow, amazing.
So I've been hearing that you should check in on your folks. Let them know that you're thinking of them with, COVID-19, you know, all this Rona, COVID going on.
COVID-19 check-in, y'all. It's real, man.
Let them know you're thinking of them. Check in on people. Ask them how they're doing, how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real, you know. Hey, get that message out to them. Get that text. Pick up that phone. Call them. Whatever you can do, but definitely reach out to your folks out there, man. COVID-19 check-in.
Yep, so I'm checking in on you, babe.
Yeah.
How you doing? I know how you doing physically. You out here looking good, looking all zaddy-ish, you know? But how's your mental, boo?
I got some time on my hands to work on my body. Hey, so, you know, it's been, 2020 has been tough, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely had its challenges, no doubt. But for me, I've been using it as a springboard. I've been accomplishing things. Mm-hmm. I've been getting things done. So, you know, and as we'll talk more into this podcast about how, you know, there's a good side to this and a bad side to this, you know what I mean? And we're going to first talk about some of the bad stuff that's going on, but I'm going to talk about a lot of the good stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those stories where I believe that this COVID-19 thing helped me. A lot of tough things going on this year with, you know, starting with Kobe and all the other things in between.
And, you know, so much is going on, you kind of forget about Kobe.
Yeah.
I was just looking at his daughter on IG and I was like, dang.
Yeah. Tough year. And you know, and it hasn't ended yet. We still got some things that are sitting out there that are unfinished business. So,
So how's your mental?
Mentally, you know, I've used a lot of my tools. Like I said, you know, I've come a long way, you guys. You know, we've talked about it, you know, through that cognitive behavior and through meditation and just through taking care of better, you know, my mind, my body, you know, and spiritually, you know, mm-hmm. keeping my head in the book and just, you know, writing and journaling and just doing all the things that we need to do when we're struggling with some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all those tools and I've been using them really, really well. And so I've had an opportunity to kind of grow. And I'd say it's been easy. Don't get me wrong, you guys. I have my days where I'm really glad I'm using my tools and I'm really glad that I'm where I'm at. Because some days are still tough.
Good.
But overall, well.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being gloom and doom, 10 being amazing, how are you?
Well, I'm gonna give it a, you know, strong 7-8, you know, because I want to leave some room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would definitely go a strong 7 or 8, but hey, Dee.
Yeah.
COVID-19 check in to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how you doing?
I am okay. I'm doing a lot better now. I'm happy. Mm. You know, I'm always giggly and silly and goofy.
Mm.
But I've had my moments.
Yeah.
I've been on an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up and down. I've had some crying sessions.
Yeah.
You know, new town. Holidays mm-hmm. are here. Mm-hmm. Used to be with my family.
Yeah.
Away from my mom and brothers. And, you know,
we just had that call. You just talked to me about that the other night.
Speaking of my bros, happy B-Day to my younger bro. Scooter gang, love you.
Hey. What up, B?
But yeah, but for the most part, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say I'm hovering between a 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably be lower if we didn't have our son and our friends here.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to my girl, the boss lady. Yeah, I miss you. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, I'm good.
Yeah. You know, and I've seen you go through some of those things. Mm-hmm. So we've seen each other. And you've seen me, and like I asked you, I asked you the other day, I said, so what do you see it? And you had nothing but positive things to say on how you see me growing. And I've seen you go through some things, and I'm seeing you grow in a lot of ways, too.
Well, so. Speaking of me growing in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. the cognitive behavioral therapy that mm-hmm. you've been applying to me mm-hmm. has helped me tremendously with my anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing things totally different now.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have my setbacks. I just had one recently, and mm-hmm. you were so understanding. Yeah. But for the most part, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I was just really happy that I could be in a place where I was could be understanding like that mm-hmm. and be able to really be trying to seek to understand and really taking myself through the process. And like I tell you guys, you know, especially during this COVID and everything else, you know, take the time to understand what people are going through, you know, take a little bit of time, because I tell you, when they do have their things and they go through, you're going to be able to accept them a lot better because you've understood and you've taken some time to try to understand.
I think the most important thing too, and I put it in layman's terms, we mm-hmm. all have our tics.
Yeah, yeah.
We all got some weird stuff about
us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
oh,
guess what? You're normal. It's normal. Be patient with people because mm-hmm. you got your tics too.
Yeah. We do. And you know, this is a tough time, you know, and, you know, what me and Dee just did is a representation of what we'd like to see you do out there with, you know, your family and friends mm-hmm. and just have this conversation. Hey, check in.
COVID-19, check in. Be patient, be understanding.
Yep.
So, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time ever that I've had my tree up before Turkey Day.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh my gosh, this is the first time.
Not used to that.
I always thought the stores were moving way too fast. Like, I was recently looking for Halloween stuff mm-hmm. in Wally World, mm-hmm. and I looked to my left, there's a whole Christmas section.
Yeah.
Whole Christmas section. They got the lights, the trees, music, mm-hmm. fake snow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, we haven't even hit Halloween, and you got Christmas stuff up.
Right.
So I've always been a little rebellious of moving too fast with the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one too. It was funny. You're talking about that. I listened to this radio say the other day, and it really caught me funny. He was so proud. He's like, oh yeah, I got my tree up, man. House is all decorated. Got the lights up, man. Beautiful. Got it all hooked up. Halloween decoration still outside. I was like, oh, that's classic.
Well, I just talked to my girl.
Both holidays merging, like you said.
But my girl SB.
Yeah.
Shout out to my girl SB.
Mm-hmm.
She already got some Christmas shopping done.
Yeah.
I think she's done with Christmas shopping.
Wow. Heads up to y'all. Y'all boss ladies out there to get ahead of all that, man. That's great.
Yeah, so to get in the holiday season, because I was getting a little down because, you know, we're used to being around family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we were listening to holiday jams
mm-hmm.
and a dope. Remember that that playlist, Christmas Jams playlist on mm-hmm. Spotify?
Yeah.
You know, sipping hot chocolate, mm-hmm. putting up decorations, and then it hit me.
Yeah.
This is going to be our first white Christmas.
I know, right?
Oh, that's my Cali. Gosh. You only see it in
that's
the movies.
Cali people. Yeah. You know, so, Bay Area, Yay Area. Hey, what's up, my folks?
For those of you who don't know, we recently moved from California.
From Sactown.
To Indiana.
To Naptown.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be pretty because the area we live in is amazing.
Man, gorgeous area.
They have real seasons here.
Trees, beautiful.
Oh my gosh, fall was so incredible. Beautiful. I couldn't stop taking pictures of the fall.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Crazy sauce. It was definitely our privilege to be here through mm-hmm. the fall here in Indianapolis.
It's just so gorgeous.
Man, love it.
And so, our daughter's trying to call me.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Oh, now she want to talk.
She want to holler.
But anyway, with the white Christmas,
mm-hmm.
my only hang up is I don't know how to walk in snow.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, man. How about drive?
Oh, I ain't driving. I ain't driving no snow.
So can't drive and can't walk.
I don't know how to walk in snow.
Lord.
So the thing is, a few years back, our daughter moved to D.C. for college.
No. Yeah.
And every time we spoke on the phone, she would tell me how she fell every day. So now I think I have a cognitive disorder of just falling. I think of boom, falling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's crazy. And you know, I think you can be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've been in snow before, you guys. Mm-hmm. But,
Tahoe, man, I didn't have
to. That's what I'm saying, but it was sunny outside. Remember, we had to take our jackets off. Yeah, it was nice.
Cali sun, a Cali snow.
It was heck of nice.
The Cali snow is still nice.
So, Turkey Day is going to be really interesting for a lot of people this year.
Man, and you know, it's a sort of relationship thing, too. It's our relationships, you know, on Thanksgiving, a lot of things go down inside of those families.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, but that's on hold this year.
I hear so much. We're always happy and having fun.
Yeah.
On Turkey Day.
Stories.
I hear some crazy stories of people fighting and talking crazy.
Well, that's going to be drama-free Thanksgiving this year.
I know.
Drama-free.
But yeah. So since families aren't getting together, mm-hmm. I hear some people are ditching the turkey festivities and plan on feasting on their favorite meals.
Man, that sounds dope.
Like lobster, crab legs,
when you said
sushi,
that.
Steak. Mm. And so we thought about doing that. So we're not getting together. It's just going to be the three of us.
Yeah.
We thought about doing that this year, but you know what? That's our New Year's thing. We got that
man,
from
I'm on my turkey, man.
We got that from cooking with the Neelys. We each would cook our own favorite meal and bring in the New Year's.
Yes,
then they had to go and break up.
I know, right?
So
should
we keep doing it?
Oh, yeah. We got this.
But another thing is, I'm going to make homemade cranberry sauce for the first time this year.
Didn't like that cranberry sauce. She kind of built that on me, man. She kind of, over the years, after 30 gosh. Years, you know, finally eat cranberry sauce with turkey.
I love cranberry sauce. I'm so excited. And I hate that we have to wait for a certain season to eat it.
Well, guess what? You don't have to try it out on family members. You get to try
I can try. Hey, you guys, I can experiment.
You get to experiment.
I'm experimenting with the macaroni. Hey, you know,
hey, that's a good thing. Everybody do all your experiments this Thanksgiving,
and
right?
You won't be making your mama and grandma mad.
You won't get thrown out the house.
You won't get mad if you make macaroni with different kind of noodles.
Mac and cheese right behind you. Get out of here with this.
You guys, I'm using the spiral noodles this year for macaroni. I'm not doing the elbow macaroni.
Oh, man.
And I ain't got to listen to nobody's mouth.
Oh, man. Here we go.
All right. So, since we're talking about COVID.
COVID-19,
y'all. The Rona.
The Rona. It's real, man.
Let's talk about them COVID relationships.
Oh,
it has put a damper on a lot of relationships. Some have gotten better.
Yeah.
Some are just weathering a storm.
COVID.
And then some are coming to a serious realization.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that COVID. You know, when you started talking to me about it, I said, you know me, Mr. Numbers guy. I got to dive into some numbers.
Mr. Statistics.
I got to find out, hey, there's got to be some science and numbers behind it. So guess what, y'all? There's some numbers behind this.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey. You little young whippersnappers out there, man, with them young relationships, ain't been in one for long.
The newbies.
Man, y'all have 25% divorce rate, man. Y'all ain't making it.
Damn. Like, but from what year range?
Like
how many
years
together?
5 months to a year.
Dang. Ooh.
Them earlies, them newbies, them just had a honeymoon, like got married right before COVID. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's too bad to hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been reported that online traffic to divorce and lawyer sites have increased by hundreds of thousands of hits as the pandemic hit.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking about these young ones. And I mean, he was like, man, he checked in and was like, oh, I didn't expect none of this.
I ain't signed up for this, man. Nah, B.
Whoa, man, we on hyperdrive or something, man. I feel like I'm in Star Wars hyperspace.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, I know your whole world inside.
You're throwing all this at me at
once.
Whoa,
I'm supposed to know this in about 2-3 years, 4 years down the road, man. I'm out. Deuces.
We used to tell our kids, give it to me in doses.
Yeah, little pieces. Oh, man, you hit me with everything. I just about pass out. Little pieces.
Well, that's unfortunate, though.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, and you guys, but that's why I tell you, seek help. And that's what it's all about, you know, and that's what me and Dee do. You know, we're into the marriage coaching thing, and we'd love to help you and shoot you question any answers to any of your mm-hmm. questions, and, you know, give us a call.
You can hit us 1-872-304-5683 or dnmiles@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we'll hit you up with this.
And
you
just know? Give us a scenario yeah. and, you know, let us know what's
hey,
going
we'll
on.
We'll talk to you. Hey, you know, hey, we see people all the time, and hey, we'll add you.
But that's unfortunate with the young couples, but it could be a good thing, too, because mm-hmm. you don't
but you're gonna find out
in that relationship for very long, you know, for a heck of a long time,
yeah, and that's right, you know, you kind of move on a little bit faster maybe mm-hmm. I don't know,
bringing
could
kids
be something good
and,
but you know, seek the help before you make that decision
mm-hmm. Try to work it out, yeah. Don't just bail,
but you're gonna find out. And as I go further in this podcast mm-hmm. I got more information about how these young cats, hey, on the flip side of this, there's
these young whippersnappers,
Thundercats is happening. But, yeah, so, but, you know, a couple other little crazy knickknacks, you know, like I said, the 25%, definitely, you know, was a significant one. But outside of, you know, of course, you know, sad to say, there's been a lot of COVID deaths, but also life insurance payouts outside of COVID has skyrocketed in marriages, and divorce payouts have skyrocketed. Okay. I'm just saying, you guys,
outside of COVID or while it's
going on outside, I'm saying. COVID, yeah, it's responsible, but then there's a lot of these other spousal deaths on a high rise now that we're inside of COVID-19. I'm not making any assumptions here. I'm going to try to break this down to you guys. They're in this close quarters, and all of a sudden death rates are going up, and I wouldn't see that. They wouldn't give me that statistic for no reason that all of a sudden...
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying. What are you... Hey, babe, what are you getting up there late at night? What do you have behind your
okay,
back?
Okay, wait. What are you saying? People are...
I'm just saying.
Taking their spouses out for the insurance?
When I read it, the numbers, I was like, mm-hmm. you know, hey, baby, what you got behind your back? What are you doing?
We don't encourage that, y'all.
What's going
just,
on?
I'd rather you just leave. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. And hey, if you're nervous about every move I'm making, you should just act right. That's it.
Be careful. I'm just saying. And then the divorce payouts are really, really high. So, you know, all those clauses, you know, and divorces. And so a lot of money being paid out to the spouses and stuff.
They lack them out.
Yeah. Give me that money. Get paid. Hey, so y'all, hey.
It was like, prenups. You know what? You're chewing too loud. I didn't know you breathed this damn hard. Them little stubby toes used to be cute. Now they're just weird. I'm out.
Lord. Watch out, y'all. COVID is deadly in multiple ways.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
God. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just making assumptions.
But I do want to say, you guys, please be safe out there.
You know, and then another one. They're talking about how a lot what's happening is so these marriages that were very stable, been going long for a while, say mm-hmm. the ones that are making 10, 12, 15 years, they're very stable and doing really well. All of a sudden, they're coming together for the first time in 10, 15 years, because they've both been doing their own thing.
Right.
Living in their own worlds, you know, having a good time.
Yeah,
you know,
got
just
your
doing
jobs. You got your
thing.
Activities.
Friends and activities mm-hmm. and how you roll, you know, you got a lot going on. So you two are going in two different directions. So all of a sudden, they got to be together. Mm-hmm. So now those stables have completely become unstable. Mm-hmm. Big numbers on those, you know, because you're like, well, where did that come from?
Well, because when you had your own lives, you had your outlets, too. You could let off some steam.
That's right.
Now you don't have no outlets.
I see you all day long in here. What you doing? What is that? What's going on?
You letting off that steam at home.
Put that up. This is what I'm cleaning up. You know, all that stuff. And now all these dang chores, you got to share. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things. You know, these men, you know, all of a sudden... Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's changed in COVID.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we got a whole different set of tasks.
Yeah.
Whole different
well,
things need to be done.
Your routine.
Guys ain't never done any of that. All of a sudden, then a woman looking on like, "Fool, you ain't got a job.
You?
What the
you
hell are you
wash
doing?
These dishes?
You gonna help wash these dishes?
These dishes ain't gonna wash.
You ain't working but 2 days a week.
you gonna
do something? You know, and that's real.
But then on the flip side, you got the group who are finding that they work together really well.
Well, that's what I was saying. On the farther end, you know, you see that there's, with some of that information, is that it's really, really positive. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, some people are, in some states where they were doing some of the measurements, some states a little worse than others, But they're finding a lot of big upticks where marriages are very, very low divorce rates and are projecting low divorce rates because what they're seeing is people becoming teams.
Yeah, they're figuring out. They're flowing. This is teamwork. They're like, oh, yeah, I got this. You got that.
Yeah.
And then there's a newfound admiration and respect because you see that your spouse or your partner is making things happen.
Man.
You didn't see it in action. Now you see it happening.
And the kids are home too. Mm-hmm. And you got to balance all that.
That's, yeah.
You know, so
you're like, baby.
Yeah. And they're becoming teams. They're figuring out how to work this thing out. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole different flow. So, you know, remember what I told you. And a lot of times I'll say this and you'll hear another. You always got to turn towards each other, you know, turn towards each other in those tough times. And historically, give you a couple little historical facts is that during the really tough times, during depression, during some of the wars and all that, you saw divorce rate go way, way down.
Mm-hmm.
Tight knits.
People hunker down together.
They hunker down together.
Even neighbors
they're tight,
friends,
right?
They work
tight,
together.
Tight. And then they show when the economy gets better, things bloom, divorce rate goes back up again, mm-hmm. right? So, but my point is we always look towards each other. When we can look towards each other, we can get through everything.
Is when
we start going separate mm-hmm. and start thinking about ways to be out of the relationship.
You start feeling yourself.
Yeah, instead of thinking about ways to be
good.
In it.
Yay. Well, just like with people, they pray when things are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they pray
all the time, y'all.
When things are going good, smooth.
Pray all the time, y'all.
Do you think about saying thank you and praying?
That's right.
And that's real. And I fall into that category too.
And I'm always working on it, so I'm always looking for the ways. And my big thing is be grateful every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all. That's one thing I'm going to tell you is be grateful every day, and just be grateful for what you do have. I'm telling you, good things I have before
you. Yeah. So one of the things also, like we were talking about with the COVID,
mm-hmm.
and people are finding out, I really don't like you that much, or I really don't like the situation.
Yeah.
I don't like your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing you brought up to me, you were saying, think we before me.
Think we before
like
me.
Like you're saying, turn into each other. Don't turn away from each other.
Yeah.
Turn into each other.
Yeah.
And I love that saying, think we before me. I think that's very helpful.
Well, and we're talking tools here. Let's talk a couple of tools.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, first, you know, of course, everybody says, and you'll hear it everywhere you go, is communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, though. Communicate is real. But really, what are you communicating? Remember, you got to communicate what you want and what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not communicating to that, then you're going to come up on the short end of the stick 9 times out of 10.
And that's tough. I've lived it. One thing I really had to learn, and I'm still working on it. We've been together forever.
It's a tough one.
And you told me this, is to ask for what I want.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I suffered
expect
in silence.
Expect this to be mind readers.
You to come check on me or do something for me.
Yeah.
And then when you don't, I'm so disappointed.
I'm not a mind reader.
No, you're not a mind reader.
And that's your expectation.
And I'm so disappointed. And it's like, he doesn't love me. Damn.
Your expectation.
He don't care about me at all.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
But really, you're waiting for me to give you some direction.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, she'll let me know when she needs something.
And that's the big one right there is expectation. You have this
expectation
that I'm going to react and I'm going to respond to you in a certain way automatically. Like, I'm going to read that you need this help.
Right.
I'm going to read that you need this get done.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to read that.
And I expect you to.
You expect that because that's what you would do for a female.
For you.
Or you would do for me.
And then if you don't, in turn, I feel uncared for.
Like
I feel unimportant.
And
I feel
it's so not fair.
And then now I'm pissed.
It's so unfair.
Yeah.
It's your expectation. That's what I tell you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Is I found out that the biggest thing that changed for me is everybody not living up to my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got rid of that mindset that that's my expectation and not everybody else's, and not to be disappointed when they don't reach my expectations, man, it changed my life. Because that was one of my biggest problems is I expected everybody to do things a certain way. Even if I trained them or showed them, I said, okay, well, now you know.
Or just because you know to do it that way, you think they do it that way.
That doesn't work that
way. It's not obvious.
Yeah, it's not. And then you're the one that's disappointed because they didn't meet your, and they're looking at you like you're a fool. Like,
why are you so impressed?
Why are you tripping, dude?
Yeah, bro.
No, but
bring it down.
They didn't meet my expectations.
But what I learned is, ask for what I want.
Yes.
But in my mind, you don't have to ask me to feel, you don't have to ask me to take care of you or give you medicine or cook food for you or take care for you. I just do it out of out the love I have for you. But when you don't reciprocate, but that translate to me as you don't love me. You don't give a shit about
it's
me,
so
bro.
It's so unfair.
I know. And I know it sucks. But chances are your partner just really don't know what to do to make you comfy or happy or make you feel better.
But remember what we talked about. And this goes back to some of our other podcasts. Mm-hmm. Attachment theory is real. That men and women attach differently to things and to people and to situations and other people. And just because of the way they attach, they are not going to see it the way you see it. And it's an unfair expectation to think that the man is going to, or the woman, in any fact, is going to think the way that you think and act in the way that you act. It's just not fair. But what is fair and what is cool is I can ask you for what I need and I can ask you for what I want. Now then it's up to you to decide on how you respond to that.
Yeah.
And that is real.
And, you know, and then there's a thing, too, where you used to be like, you had that mindset, if I can't fix it, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know, why are we messing around with this?
That's right.
And my thing was, I don't need you to fix it. Just be here for me.
That's right.
Give me head rubs and some poor babies.
That's right.
Unless I had in braids or my hair laid. Mm-hmm. Don't rub my head. Hey. But yeah, but now you tell me, babe. If you want something, you got to ask, period.
Yeah.
If I want your attention, I got to say your name, period. Mm-hmm. If I want it. Now, I can be like rebellious and push back, but guess who's going to be unhappy?
Yeah.
Me.
You guys, this is a good time to start dealing with this. You guys got COVID-19. Everything's on slowdown. This is the time to really dive into your relationship. This is a good time. Mm-hmm. This is the time to explore some things.
Yeah,
this
you
is the
time. On your hands.
You got time on your hands to really start to have try to have these conversations. It's important. I mean, and if you do, you're going to find that this COVID-19 time could benefit your relationship. Before we start getting back to our hustle and bustle, before things start, you know, seek that help, go through the processes, learn something about each other, do your love maps, get to know each other, lean towards each other during this COVID-19 time, lean in, do projects together, do fun things together, figure out how to be closer to one another. And I tell you what, for those of you that plan on being married 30, 40, 50 years, like me and this wonderful woman I have next to me, I believe that, you know, we can do this through really good communication.
And I'd like to say, just be mindful of your partner. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And check in on each other, even if you see each other on a daily basis. Check in.
Check in.
And
man.
Especially, I don't know if I mentioned this, especially check in on the strong ones.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that have everything on their shoulders.
The Superman of the world and Superwoman
together.
Of the woman.
They're the ones that help everybody
Superman,
out.
Superwoman.
Check in on them. Because a lot of times they're just suffering in silence.
They're carrying everybody's load. Mm-hmm. And I've been there, you guys, and I can speak from the heart. And I remember having a counselor tell me that a couple times, that, you know, you're suffering from the Superman thing, man. Mm. And you know, you're carrying everybody's load and it's not yours to carry.
Right.
And it put a hurting on me.
Yeah.
So it's real, you guys. So, hey, COVID-19, check in.
Check in. You know what? I think this is episode 13. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to call this episode Corona Love.
Mm-hmm.
Corona love.
Hey, share the responsibilities out there, you guys, you know.
Yeah.
Grow together. Hey, sharing those responsibilities and during this new COVID-19.
And so we'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast, your thoughts, your ideas.
Absolutely.
You can leave a message at 1-872-304-5683. That's our message line.
Yep.
And that's 1-872-304-LOVE.
I'll let you boy.
Drop us a message. Let us know what you think, what you're going through. Or you can also hit us at dandmiles@gmail.com.
We'll get at
That's dandmiles at gmail.com. And we will respond.
Yeah. Are we going to Netflix and chill tonight?
Ooh.
I don't know.
We
did that last night, right?
If you can, are you going to let me be the big spoon and you be a little spoon?
No, big spoon. No little spoon for me.
But that's
only big spoon.
being Big Spoon for me, making you Little Spoon, is like showing you that I love you and I care for you and you're protected, bro.
No. Only Big Spoon for me.
Okay, it's been real.
Hey, I'll let your boy.
Bye.
Peace. All right, y'all, till next time.
Peace.